The House has wrapped up its public hearings in the impeachment inquiry, at least for now, as the investigative phase shifts to a discussion of possible articles of impeachment. White House officials are meeting with Republican senators. This morning, in an interview on Fox News, the president criticized the House impeachment inquiry and said he actually does want a Senate trial.
There was no due process. You can't have lawyers. We couldn't have any witnesses. Right. We want to call the whistleblower.
Well, NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now to walk us through what comes next. Hey, Claudia.
Hi, Elsa.
So give us an idea of how the White House is even preparing for this next phase.
Yes. So during this time, President Trump has made clear that he feels this process is out of his hands, although he's directed officials in the administration not to play ball in the form of testifying or submitting documents. We should make clear that the president and his counsel do have the ability to respond when this process moves to the House Judiciary Committee. But the White House is increasingly focused on its strategy, on the Republican-led Senate. And should it come to an impeachment trial, he has hosted a series of lunches with groups of Republican senators. And this has become a common occurrence in recent weeks. Mm-hmm. Here's Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia on her way back from one of these lunches to Senate vote. She said the president remains frustrated.
I think he's understandably unable to defend himself. He feels that whatever's come forward has been exactly what he says, useless.
So she said it was very similar to comments he's made in public in terms of his objections with this process.
And I understand a group of Senate Republicans met with some key White House officials today specifically to talk about impeachment strategy. Tell us who was there, and do you have a sense of what exactly they discussed?
Yes. So some of the president's top allies, such as Senators Lindsey Graham and Ron Johnson, met with White House officials to map out the mechanics of an impeachment trial and how long it could go. The meeting also included White House counsel Pat Cipollone and advisors such as son-in-law Jared Kushner and acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney. Graham mentioned that some of the White House advisors questioned if the House would actually move forward with an impeachment, but our reporting shows that this process is moving full steam ahead. Mm-hmm. Here's Graham talking about how a trial doesn't need to drag on, but it still needs to happen.
I just think the best thing for the country is to get this done quickly. But it's got to be done in a way that, you know, is acceptable to the body.
Yeah, so he made it clear to the White House that it's not a good idea to dismiss this case before it even begins because it doesn't sync with what Americans expect of a trial in terms of how long it could last, the congressional aid it could go. 2 weeks, and that was an idea that came up during this meeting.
Okay, so it sounds like the advice is let the trial happen, but how is President Trump getting advised on how he should conduct himself while the trial is happening?
Yes. So one theme that Senator Graham has hammered on is the President Clinton model. He's pointed to Clinton's ability to focus on policy instead of being consumed by impeachment.
Try to deflect the attention of the country.
Exactly. Okay. But whether President Trump takes that advice remains to be seen. Impeachment seems to be top of mind, whether he's doing a TV interview or if he's on Twitter. Graham also noted he's not a huge fan of calling witnesses, that it could drag on the trial unnecessarily. And that's perhaps one rare spot of agreement that could draw bipartisan support in what's been a very partisan process.
That's NPR's Claudia Grisales. Thanks, Claudia.
Thanks for having me.